This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email us during the show. That's fine. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We're talking Super Bowl here. Briefly. No, I'm not breaking down the game, right? I know you're watching. Well, some of you will this weekend. But I got a bunch of emails about it. This one. Jesse, why don't you watch football? With the big game this weekend, everyone is asking why I'm not watching. And I've never been much of a fan, but this is the perfect time for our not-so-secret anti-communist agenda. Please remind us all, what were the reasons you stopped watching so we can spread the word? All right, now I'm going to give you the why, but don't worry, there's no judgment here. Just wait to the end, all right? I was a huge football fan, as you know, to put it mildly. I'm a huge football fan. I watched it my entire life, college and pro. For the most part, I would watch NFL Sunday for 7-8 hours a day. By the time when I got out of the Marine Corps, I used to think about this in the Marines. I have this weird thing about myself. Just stay with me here. Stay with me because actually there's a question about nachos coming up. So just I'm going to answer this. I've told you before when I was a kid, I discovered the glory of crunching up Doritos into like really fine crunch and then taking that Frito-Lay jalapeno cheese chip dip and putting it in a little bowl and then microwaving the chip dip and then pouring the crunched up Doritos in there and mixing it up with a spoon. Remember, I've told you this before. And I remember as a kid, my parents, understandably so, would regulate how often they would let me have that because I have no impulse control and I won't regulate myself. And I remember thinking my whole life, when I get out of this daggone house, I'm going to have as much of this as I want. I called it chips and cheese. Pretty advanced, Chris. I called it chips and cheese. When I got out, I had it as much as I wanted. And I had it a lot. I'll do these things where I hang on to something. And the second I'm allowed to do it, I'll do it. And when I was in the Marines, I got super into football. Only we're working a bunch on Sundays. You're out in the field, you're in Iraq, you're somewhere. And we used to say to ourselves, man, I can't wait till just like a normal civilian, I can go get a 12-pack of beer and some pizzas at the grocery store and hot dogs and sit out and watch football all day on Sunday. And I did. I am a Giants, well, was a Giants fan, New York Giants fan, everyone knows. We were so into the Super Bowl, I've told you before, or into football, that we actually took our vacation money. We'd 3 or 4 years we'd saved up for money trying to get to Hawaii, the wife and I, and we blew it all on the Super Bowl when the Patriots were coming to play the Giants in Arizona that undefeated season. And I still have pictures of it in the house. So football fan. But I don't watch football anymore. I haven't watched in a few years. Why? I'm going to get to this. Just hang on a second. I'm not judging you for your Super Bowl watching. Just hang with me. I'm just giving you the why. I have grown to become a real believer in putting your money where your morals are, and I've become a real believer in the right having failed to do that being a big reason why we are where we are. Did you ever see, I don't know if you'll be able to find it, Chris. I don't even know if you can play it, although I think it's appropriate. There was a comedian, I don't know his name. I wish I did because I give him credit for it. He did this hilarious comic bit, like a video, a parody video. And the essence of the video was this. It was right-wing advertisers versus left-wing advertisers. And Chris will put it on the show Twitter. All right, just go to at Jesse Kelly Show on the show's Twitter and you'll find it. And the essence of it was this. On the right, you have practical things you can use. You know, I'm telling you about chalk. I'm telling you about MyPillow and things like that. I'm telling you about practical things you can use to make your life better. But on the left, you just have more normal mainstream companies. Hey, Pepsi. You know, the left wing are sponsored by Pepsi. Pepsi would never sponsor my show. I actually have people emailing in all the time. Jesse, why don't you get Red Lobster to sponsor the show? Because I talk about them all the time. Red Lobster would never sponsor my show. But why? Because they would sponsor. Now, I don't know this specifically, but they probably would sponsor a left-wing show. But why not mine? Because the left, the communists, they put their money where their morals are. And they make you feel it if you're a company and you're supporting somebody they don't like. The right, you know what the right does? Okay. Well, we can't boycott. Well, we got to be better than them. We don't want to be like the left, guys. And now, because of that attitude, they have taken over every cultural institution while we were shrugging our shoulders. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Can't win them all. Oh, well. That's been our attitude forever. And it hit me hard when it came to football because I was so obsessed with football. It hit me hard when it came to football when St. George Floyd died. George Floyd dies, and immediately it's end racism in the end zones. I remember Drew Brees was wearing the name of a rapist on his practice helmet because he happened to be a black guy who got shot by the cops. It turned so despicable. And then I remember, not players, I remember entire teams deciding that they weren't going to come out of the locker room for the national anthem. They all want me to forget now, but I've not forgotten the stadium being empty of players while the national anthem played. There was even serious discussion, and I actually saw low-T dorks on the right have this discussion. Well, why don't we play the anthem at all? That doesn't make sense. Yeah, I can't imagine why we would play a celebration of our nation before a big sporting event, you losers. Anyway. And so I swore to myself I was done. And I've been done. I walked away and turned it off. Now, I said all that to tell you this. And look, I'm just going to come out and say it. I understand that I have many flaws as a human being. I get that. I am a flawed person. And this is, I don't know, maybe you think it's a good thing. Maybe you think it's a flaw. I would argue it's probably a flaw. I'm a Kelly. When the Kellys love, it's for life, and it's the same when they hate. When I walk away, like the wife wanted to watch football a couple weeks ago because it was playoffs and something was going on, and I said, absolutely not. Of course not. She said, okay. And then she said something to the effect of, you are so stubborn. I think she called me a jackass or something like that, but something to that effect. I don't expect you to hold a grudge like I hold a grudge. When I see these people now, I see a bunch of ungrateful babies who hate my country, or in the very least, they don't appreciate it at all. They play a game for a living, and they're all hugely wealthy for it, and they don't seem to have any appreciation for the nation that gave them the opportunity to do that. It's all just crap on it and crap on it and crap on it, and then you tune into the coverage of it, and it's all, hey, how many gay players do we have this year? Oh, what about the black oppression stories? I can't ever just hear about football and sacks and interceptions and touchdowns, and so I'm not watching, and I don't think I'll ever watch again. But then again, I hold a grudge, and I hold it for life. If you are planning on watching this weekend, No matter how many times we talked about walking away from these places and whatnot, let me just tell you, I understand, man. I understand. Look, I actually have a youth sporting event I have to go to on Sunday during the game. They might have the game on. There's nothing I can do about that. It won't be on in my home. Nothing I can do about that. I'm not watching. If you are, I get it. And the reason I say that is this. Nobody's perfect, least of all me. I still do things I shouldn't do and pay for things I shouldn't pay for. It's hard in this world. And also, it's stressful enough. It's stressful enough out there. If you need an outlet on Super Bowl Sunday and you're considering getting together with your brother and his kids, but you don't really want to watch the Super Bowl, or you feel bad and you're not sure what to do, man, go hang out with your brother. Go do what you got to do. I am not. That is why I am not. I don't watch any of these professional sports leagues now. Not the NHL either. With your pride jerseys, you can go pound sand. Definitely not NASCAR. They've actually gone further left than the NBA. It's crazy. Not the NBA. None of them. And I used to watch all these things. I don't watch any now. You know why? Because screw you. That's why. You decided you were all going to throw yourselves up in a big fit and whine about America and America sucks and whatnot. You play a freaking game, and yet you have mansions and fly on private jets and Lamborghinis, and you get to do all that because you play in the United States of America. You're done with my country? I'm done with you. And oh, I know, Jesse, they don't kneel anymore. Oh, yeah, once the ratings went into the tank, then they decided, hey, maybe we better not wipe our butts with the American flag. But I remember what you did when it mattered. I remember what people do when the going is tough. Not now, when the going is tough. Oh, everybody's Mr. Patriot now. Wave that flag. Boy, that was a tougher stance to take after the death of St. George Floyd. And all of you laid down. All of you did. So, you don't get my eyeballs. Whatever that's worth. All right, now let's address the wings and the age gap and Obama and Biden and so much more. But look, you put your money where your morals are in your own way. You do it with your cell phone. We talk about it with your cell phone all the time, don't we? That's an easy one. Look, at least that's an easy one. Not watching the big game might be a challenge. I get that. You're at a neighborhood party or a work party or a function or your brother's house like we talked about. Why haven't you switched cell phones yet? Why haven't you switched cell phones yet? That's 10 minutes on the phone? You don't have to have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You can have a patriotic anti-communist cell phone company. Same 5G network as one of the big guys. All you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. You realize that? Switch to Pure Talk, man. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. We talk about putting our money where our morals are. That's a great way. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of putting your money where your morals are, Chris and I were just talking during the break about how difficult it is, and it's why I am merciful if you're watching the game this weekend. We were actually talking about Disney. Man, my kids, they get it. They listen to the show. They're anti-communists too. They want to go see the new Ant-Man movie. They do. Tough having that conversation. No, not gonna. Why? Because I don't support that gutter trash anymore. Stuff. It's sacrifices. All right. Chris, look, people have been asking me, why are you avoiding the, quote, news of the day about the balloon shot down? This is John Kirby from today. In case you're just, well, look, hey, I've got to give it to you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Breaking news, the American military shot down a spy balloon of some kind over Alaska. John Kirby was asked about it today. Here's what he had to say.
I have more follow-ups on the Lula visit as well as the assistance U.S. providing to Turkey. But really briefly, can you speak to rumors that there is another Chinese balloon above Alaska or any other parts of U.S. territory that the U.S. shot down?
So I can confirm that the Department of Defense was tracking a high-altitude object over Alaska airspace in the last 24 hours. out. The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object, and they did, and it came in inside our territorial waters. Those waters right now are frozen, but inside territorial airspace and over territorial waters. Fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command took down the object within the last hour. Okay.
People are asking me why I'm not talking about it. I don't trust anything anymore. And on the heels of a very bad week of publicity for the Biden administration, because they just let the Chinese fly a satellite from coast to coast over America, you'll have to forgive me if I don't find it a little bit too convenient. You found a spy satellite to shoot down just before the weekend, on a week where it's been pretty tough for you, where you've had to answer some difficult questions and you haven't answered them very well.
I told Governor Murphy once, every time I hear the President of the United States, look around and say, where the hell is he? He's coming. Anyway, it's great to see you all.
Yeah, Joe Biden's doing the, I had no idea I was going to be POTUS routine. At the same time, we're shooting down spy satellites. Chris said, do I think it's ours? Oh, I could see it being ours. Absolutely. These people would shoot down our own stuff if they thought it helped them a half a percentage point in the polls, and they would do so without a moment of hesitation. You're going to have to forgive me if I don't find it a little too convenient that in the wake of the Chinese embarrassing us once again on the world stage, we find a way to get tough with one. I don't believe anything I see. So no, I didn't lead the show with it. In fact, not talking about it again. Listen to how he was talking about the last one.
Wasn't it a major security breach for the United States? Just the fact that the balloon came into the airspace and flew over the country for so many days.
No, look, the total amount of intelligence gatherings going on by every country around the world is overwhelming. And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, anyway, it's not a major breach.
The idea is what? He kind of faded out when it came to the punchline, right? The idea that that a balloon could just invade our airspace is, anyway, it's not a major incursion. Hold on. Wait, what? That gap where you were supposed to talk, I know your brain doesn't work like that anymore, but there was a gap in there where you were supposed to talk, but you can't talk because you just got embarrassed. And now, look at that. On Friday at lunchtime, our military bravely went up there at the orders of Joe Biden at the front lines and told him to shoot down a satellite. Oh, come on. I was born at night, but not last night. Come on. Look, I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for too long. My mind is too sharp to fall for things like this at this point in time. Now, you know what my mind is, Chris? It's a razor. It's like, what, Chris? It's one big razor, thanks to a male vitality stack from Chalk. You know, these people, they write in all the time. Jesse, I've been taking this for 9 months. Jesse, I've been taking it for 6 months. I have so much focus. I have so much energy. I have so much focus. I have so much energy. That's what my mind is now. It's just, I can't decide if it's one big razor or it's a bunch of little razors, so it's even more sharp than the one big razor would be. But either way, male vitality stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements, 35% off the subscriptions for a limited time, and you cancel those anytime you want, by the way. Go to chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Cancel them whenever you want. If it doesn't work, it does. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That's enough of that. Dr. Jesse, I'm making chicken wings for the Super Bowl. See? I knew you were going to. Do you have a favorite recipe? Not that boiled and tossed junk. That's just gross. I don't have my own personal recipe because I'm white trash and I just go to a good wing joint like Applebee's or something like that if I want some wings. But I will tell you, I was in Knoxville, Tennessee. Actually, I spent a lot of time in Tennessee. I love Tennessee. It's in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we went to some barbecue joint, and I'm so mad at myself that I can't think of the name of it now. But I do remember this much. Not only did they scratch make the dressings. What a difference that makes. That when the dressings are scratch made, it's really good. They scratch made the dressings. But for their wings, they smoked them and baked them and fried them. They did all three. Oh, Chris, I know it sounds a little weird. It produced the most amazing flavor explosion in my mouth you have ever experienced. I'm serious, man. It was the smokiness with the crunch of the fried, with the fried part of it. I don't know if people have the ability to do this at home. Smoke them, bake them, and fry them. And because I'm a bit of a pit master, I'll have you know, I have one of those wood pellet smokers. What, Chris? I have a wood pellet smoker. I've gotten pretty proficient at just chucking the wings on there and coming back in a couple hours and boop, they're done. And everyone's like, whoa, Pitmaster Jesse. And I say, well, I can't take all the credit. Well, maybe I can. Anyway, guys, if you bought the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com, that's normally how that goes. Anyway, time to talk nachos and age gaps. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I just discovered something new around here that I'm enjoying a lot. Sometimes I hold a pen in my hand because I twitch a lot and I move around a lot and I talk with my hands and it gives me something to do with my hands. They have all these buttons, like the buttons on the soundboard and things like that. I've grown accustomed now to pressing the buttons with my pen, Chris. Feels more advanced and professional. What? It does. Like, here, look at me. I'm not pressing this with my finger. This is with the pen.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Feel so much more sophisticated when you press it with the pen. Jesse, while attending a holiday party this past year, I noticed the host had a nacho bar. I shamelessly wander over and started putting together the nachos, Jesse Kelly style. I blew everyone's mind at the party by putting all the cheese and ingredients on the plate first, then the chips on top. You would have been proud of me for taking credit for the creation. Just a reminder to you, don't be one of the savages out there that puts the chips down and then starts pouring the queso and stuff on it. That's what sheep do. You're not a sheep. You're a lion. You're an anti-communist lion. And an anti-communist lion knows that the cheese goes down first, then the chips on top. Why? You always have a dry finger, and you get to much more control over your cheese-to-chip ratio. You don't have... Don't follow the crowd, all right? Don't follow the crowd. Follow me. What, Chris? Anyway, the guy says, question. Would you rather the Jesse Kelly style of putting nachos together or having 24 individual chips fully dressed with all the ingredients like you get at fancy Mexican restaurants? They do that down here in Texas. I can't speak for the rest of the country, although I've seen it in California, where they have this upgraded nacho plate where instead of getting this whole plate of chips, it's not 20, it's like 10. You get 10 chips. And that each chip, though, is clearly getting individual attention. They'll have refried beans and chicken and cheese or whatever else you want on the chip. I do like some nachos like that. I like some nachos like that because I have had it out for restaurants for the longest time. You know, this has been a main complaint of mine. When restaurants get the nachos order, because I'm a nachos freak. I just live and die for nachos. When the chef gets the order, oh, you ordered nachos. You know what they view it as? And it's obvious this is what they view it as. It's the throwaway order they don't have to put any effort into. It's very clear, by the way, you restaurant managers, they are just grabbing a big handful of chips and chucking it on a plate and chuck all the ingredients in the middle and serve it because it took you 5 seconds to put it together. Not only is it obvious you mailed it in, my meal sucks because you couldn't be bothered to spend more than 5 extra seconds on my nachos. All right, we're moving on, Chris. Oracle Burger Man. My friends seem to think I could date a 23-year-old woman. I'm 35. Is that too big of an age gap? She and I volunteer together and seem to be amiable. I was just wondering if I should ask her out to keep things friendly. Dude, you already volunteer with her. She's 23. If she because you volunteer with her, what has that given you? It's given you the greatest gauge on how annoying she is. You know how annoying young women are, and how that's why 40-year-old women are hotter than 20-year-old women, because it's that annoying meter that goes down and down and down over time. Buddy, if you can hang around a 23-year-old and not be annoyed, forget the age gap. Rob that cradle, brother. Go start dating. What, Chris? No, it's time to start dating. Put a ring on her finger if you fall in love with her. Go marry her and make a bunch of babies with that 23-year-old dime. When you find one that doesn't make you want to pull your hair out, you marry her and make babies with her, all right? Those are it's like an oasis in the desert, Chris. What? It is. Look, I'll tell you, you know what a great qualifier for her? This will be a great qualifier. Ask her. Just sit her down. Say, hey, I know you're 23. We volunteer together. Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit in your home? What, Chris? You can ask her that. It'll let you know what kind of person you're dealing with. And maybe she's going to be like, ah, ha, ha, I don't. I'm busy listening to Taylor Swift or whatever 23-year-olds say. And then you can say back to her, okay, I understand. Are you and I going to have an issue because I have an emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply? You see, they were selling them right now for $200 off for a limited amount of time. So I got myself an emergency 3-month food kit. And if you guys start dating, then look, you can continue to use My Patriot Supply in your relationship. You ask her after you've been dating for a while, Do you want me to buy you an emergency 3-month food kit? Because I'm not going to be sharing my emergency 3-month food kit, because then I only get to stay alive for a month and a half once the Chinese start dropping nuclear weapons on Los Angeles. That's the key. That's the barometer. So my Patriot Supply, thank you for what you do. Thank you for emergency 3-month food kits that are $200 off. And thank you for saving this man's relationship. Speaking of which, Jesse, you say our electrical grids are the target for our enemies. Do you recommend getting a whole house generator? The winters in Illinois are cold, so on and so forth. Okay, this is the problem with some of these recommendations. I feel bad recommending things I don't buy or I don't have or I haven't spent the money on. I actually priced, because I'm very worried about this stuff. I don't just say it on radio. I'm very, very worried about this stuff. I think if you were to ask me over the next 20, 30 years what the probability is, I would say it is likely these things are going to come about. EMT attacks, attacks on power plants, attacks on pipelines, attacks on things like this. It's just, that's the next phase we're heading to. So I'm dead serious about this stuff. And because I'm dead serious about it, we priced a whole home generator. Man, I said no. And I would love to have one. When we priced one, Chris, am I crazy about this? I want to say it was like $20,000. Yeah, okay, that's what I remembered. I was shocked. I thought it would be five. If you want one of those sweet ones, because they have them down here in Texas that tap right into the natural gas line. So even if the power plant like goes down, you still have juice. Look, would I recommend one? Man, if you can afford it, I want one too. I haven't mentally committed myself to $20,000 for a whole home generator. If you can do that, though, if you can get one, you're daggone right, I'd recommend it. We don't understand. I don't either, right? I don't either, even though I've experienced life without power many times in my life, between camping and hunting as a kid and living that way in Iraq for a long time. And so I've experienced plenty of times without power, but I don't think, myself included, I don't think we fully understand and appreciate just how much of life around us stops without juice. I mean, more than just your home. Look at, like, I'm looking out the window right now at the studio. Those traffic lights, gone. How's your society running without traffic lights, by the way? I'm looking at a hospital right now. In fact, there's a helicopter landing on top of it, an emergency helicopter. What if that helo's landing and hospital lights, go out? We're not just talking about juice to charge your iPhone so you can call your mom. We're talking about death. I think about this a lot. I would love to recommend that. Look, if you can afford it, do it. I haven't done it. That's so much money. That is such a gargantuan amount of money. That's difficult. Hey, Chris, let me ask you something. Do we know what the credit card limit is on these fancy iHeart credit cards they gave me? What? Do we know what the limit is? We could know. Listen, you say why? We tell them it's for the studio. And we don't even have to lie. We can make it for the studio. We can't have the world famous Jesse Kelly show going off air just because we're under attack by the Chinese. I need to be here leading the troops. If we don't have power, then the Jesse Kelly show doesn't go out. We need a whole home generator for the studio. And then we're safe, because if we lose power in the area, I'll just pack up the fam. We'll come right to the studio. The wife will not be that pleased about the food options here. I don't eat that junk that you guys eat. I can already hear it. Nevertheless, she'll be alive. And she'll go to the kitchen and she'll see an emergency 3-month food kit from my Patriot Supply. And then I'll sweep her right off her feet, Chris. What, I'll tell her, hey, they were $200 off. You're welcome. You get to live now. We still have an hour. Chris, do we have a whole hour left? We have a whole other segment than an hour? I should look at the clock. All right, let's do some of that. We'll do more show. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We still have more than an hour left. Dr. Jesse, yesterday Chris and Michael's hair status seemed to strike a nerve with you. Just wondering if the doctor of talk radio would classify their hair as voluminous. Yes, I would classify their hair as voluminous. You know where this comes from? This comes from my father. The second my hair would ever get longer than 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches when I was a kid, when are you going to get a haircut? Look like a hippie. So now that's who I am. And the boys, my sons, short hair, just like mine. And mine's getting shorter now, too, because it's falling out. Dear Shogun Oracle, I've been watching the beginning of the Trump Heavy D War. And outside of the mudslinging, I think the nub of the matter is an argument between their respective supporters is whether keeping Americans out of wars and stopping foreign countries from ripping us off versus fighting wokeism in all its fruits. Not to say either is weak on either message. It's not going to be decided on those issues. But if two generic candidates took their messages to the electorate, which do you think would carry the day? Okay, well, let's offend everybody from both sides here really quickly. Trump and Heavy D both have a big flaw because you said generic candidates versus the message. They both have a flaw. Now, they're great. Okay, we all have flaws, right? You have them, I have them. They have flaws. Heavy D's flaw is his personality. Donald Trump is made of charisma. He's just, you can't take your eyeballs off him. When Trump speaks, you listen. When he's on TV, you watch. He was a huge star before he was ever president of the United States, known around the world. Do you realize how crazy that is to be known around the world? That Donald Trump could probably walk in a bar in Mongolia before he was president, and they could probably look and say, oh, that's Donald Trump. That's how you know you're famous. The dude has charisma. He has a personality. He has parlayed that into an absurd amount of success. Heavy D doesn't have that personality. He is not warm. He is not soft. He is not cuddly. That kind of, and look, I know this stuff probably doesn't matter to you, but that stuff does matter in politics. Bill Clinton was famously an incredible politician. He'd walk in a room and he would make you feel like he'd known you your whole life. And he was so happy to see you. Hey, Mark, how you been? Hey, is your boy still playing football? Man, that's really cool. Now, I think that stuff's ridiculous that it matters because I'm a cold-hearted jerk, but it does matter. And Heavy D doesn't have that. And that's going to be a problem for him. It is. It is going to be a problem for him. Everyone doesn't vote on the issues like you and I do. It's going to be a problem. He has a personality problem. Trump has a problem, too. Trump's personality can be way too much for many people. Trump can't control his mouth. He won't. Trump's America First policies are so incredibly popular across the board in this country. I realize there are many, many Democrats that hate Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's policies of renegotiating trade deals so we don't send all our stuff to China, of getting us out instead of into foreign wars, Donald Trump's policy of securing the border, Trump's America First policies are absurdly popular. Absurdly popular. Trump's mouth gets in his way. Sorry, he does. It turns people off. It's too much for people. He can't control himself. He won't. That's why I got on here and yelled, not on behalf of Heavy D. I yelled because I thought Trump was hurting himself, and clearly he was. We know that now. Right after the midterm election, when DeSantis in Florida were like the one thing everyone felt good about it because he didn't get our red wave and it sucked and we were all kind of down in the dumps about it. But at least we had Florida. Trump waited like 24 hours and goes both barrels on him and starts blasting it. Dude, shut up for a week. Just you don't have to be nice to him. Don't say anything for a week. Let this timing pass before you go full bulldog on him because he turned so many people off. My goodness, I got 1,000 emails. Jesse, I'm done with it. What is this crap? Remember he called him Ron Sanctimonious before the election? When my Trump, the biggest Trump fan of the world, he has Trump spray painted on his fence. Spray painted. He did it himself. Called him some very unkind names after that. The biggest Trump supporter. He can't control himself and that hurts him. His social media hurts him. I know you love it, and I love it, to be honest. I love Trump on social media. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious how he gives people nicknames and blasts people. I love it. It's still really stupid for him to be on there because I don't decide elections. My neighbors decide elections. They vote Republican. So do their wives, for the most part. To a man, to a woman, they're all embarrassed by Donald Trump's social media conduct. They're not you. They're not me. I'm not. I'm not speaking for me. It hurts him with the people he needs help with. I said all that because you asked about what Americans prioritize now. Trump's foreign policy was so absurdly good. And his general idea, his general way of thinking that we should stay out of these foreign wars is so good. The dude's brokering peace between Israel and Muslim nations. Remember Israel and the UAE? They're buds now. To this day, they're buds, just hanging out, foreign trade. They're great for both of them. But the American people do not care as much about foreign policy as they do domestic policy. And I shouldn't have said American people because that's not fair. People in general do not care about foreign policy like they do domestic policy. You ask somebody about Russia, Ukraine right now, what you'll mostly get is indifference, not anger at Russia or anger at Ukraine or whatever. What you'll get for the most part is, it's kind of not, I don't like Putin. You'll get that kind of an answer. But you ask somebody about their child being taught in school that they're actually a woman, and you will get a visceral reaction to it. Why? Because times change. It's not that Trump's policy is wrong or Heavy D's policy is wrong. This is what I've been trying to warn about. Times change. You don't have to change. You can stay just who you are. Times change. Honestly, when Trump was running for office and winning in that 2016 primary and then won the presidency, there was some of this trans insanity BLM stuff, but not a bunch of it. It wasn't pervasive out there. Therefore, it wasn't a big issue on your mind. It wasn't a big issue on my mind. Now, it's everywhere. And that has been a big reason why Heavy D's popularity is surging. There was just another major poll that came out, not one of these jerk polls, like a real actual poll, one you can trust. Monmouth is always a good one. They've got Trump and Heavy D neck and neck. They're virtually tied in a primary. Like I've told both sides, not on your team, but you better gird your loins. Both of you. It's going to be a long primary. It's going to be a long, vicious primary. How that works out, I don't know. How does Heavy D overcome his personality? I don't know. That's a tough thing to overcome in politics because you can't create one. Doesn't matter how many consultants you have, advisors you have. If I didn't have a personality, there's nothing that could save this show. It wouldn't matter how many times Chris sat down with me. Hey, maybe you could make a joke here. You wouldn't time it right. You can't fake personality. Can he overcome that? I don't know. Can Trump overcome his lack of control of his mouth? I don't know. But one of them is going to have to. Can you overcome the abortion industry in America? I don't know. But we're trying. Preborn's trying. Preborn is out there, and I don't bring this up a lot. I brought it up a little bit earlier in the show, but I want to make sure everyone understands. These are tax deductible. Whatever you give to preborn, not only is it saving lives, it's tax deductible. And maybe you're one of these people, and maybe you had a good year. Maybe you can do a lot more. $15,000 buys them one of the ultrasound machines. Now, for the rest of us, hey, $28. $28 buys that ultrasound. That's not a small thing. That's a life. $28 is a life. But if you can do a big, fat one, give it to them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give it to them and write it off on your taxes and be happy about how many lives you just saved while getting a write-off. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. All right, time to talk about Red Lobster, Rush Limbaugh. Time to talk about woodworking. Hang on. It's not the ribbons in your
hair. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.